Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Israel Talk Radio. This is your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live at the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. We got a great show today. Today's show, we're going to talk about the Most High God will never leave us nor forsake us, you Israelites. Okay, he will never leave us or forsake us, you know, let us down. Normally, I want to say shalom, and I want to give all praises to the Most High God for blessing us with another Sabbath Eve, okay? Because you know the Sabbath is on Saturday. So we want to thank the Most High for waking us up today and blessing us for another beautiful evening, okay? Also, normally I would do my show from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., but for today I'm doing a special show from 5:30 to 6 o'clock p.m., okay? So okay, now, we're going to get this show, we're going to get this started. I want to say shalom to all my brothers and sisters on Facebook at Facebook worldwide. Also, want to say shalom to my Black Israel Nation Talk Radio group. Join the group. You know what I'm saying? Don't take but a second. Join the group. Also, keep in mind that anytime I do this show, I need y'all to write the notes down. Write it down when I do the show. I want to say shalom to my online class who's online live, you know, in my class, like always class. I appreciate y'all for listening in every Friday when we do the class. Like I tell everybody else, make sure y'all have that pencil and paper or that notebook and write the scriptures down. You ain't got to believe what I say. I want you to go back and I want you to go over the scriptures and read over them. Even though I give it to you, I want you to read over the scriptures, okay? Again, I'm your host, Black Israel, and we're going to get this show. We're going to go ahead and get it started. Now, the first scripture we're going to go to is Deuteronomy 31, chapter 31, verse 8. Come on, y'all. Get that breath, that dust off your Bible. Let's get it. Keep in mind, the churches is not going to teach you the way the Bible should be taught. They're not going to teach you. And I say this every week about religion had nothing to do with the Most High God or Christ. Had nothing to do with it. All they do is separate us as a people. Here, y'all got it? Class, you got it? Okay, here we go. And the Lord, he is, it's like that. Let me start over. Deuteronomy 31, chapter verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that do go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not forsake. He will not fail, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Well, don't be, what it means, don't be shocked. Okay? So let's break this down. Basically, in this particular scripture in Deuteronomy 31, chapter, verse 8, it's basically telling you the Lord will be before us. You know what I'm saying? Will protect us. Okay? He will be with thee. He be with us no matter what's going on in our life. The Most High is going to be with us. Okay? He's going to be with us no matter what. And that's what we need to understand as a people. God is not going to fail us at all. He would not fail thee. He's not going to fail us, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So let's not have no fear of anything on this planet Earth, including Esau. okay? Because the Most High God would never fail us. He would never forsake us, okay? So you don't have to be demanding about that. You don't have to be shocked and scared and all that. The Most High got our back. The bottom line is, we as people of the Lord need to have faith. A lot of people don't have faith. A lot of us believe, they believe in the law, then they go and break the law. God's law don't change. Okay, it's yesterday, today, and forever. His law don't change. You know, so if the law say don't eat, the dietary law say don't eat pork, don't mean you can eat pork next year. If the law on marriage said you not to have sex or get involved with any man, okay, unless your husband is deceased or fornication. If you go out there and get with another man, or do something outside that box, you're breaking God's law. God's law don't change. Okay, that's a problem. We have problems today because we don't want to wait on God. We want to do what we want to do and don't want to wait on God. Okay? Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. Okay? Now we're going to go to Hebrews 13 and 5. Go to Hebrews 13 and 5. Again, the reason why I'm bringing up the Most High would never forsake us, he the one who put the laws out. Okay, he the one who gave us the laws and the judgments and the commandments, okay? But like always, as a people, we take God's laws as a joke. Because we don't have faith in the Lord. That's why we always feel like God don't got our back. Or no, the Messiah don't have our back. Or Christ ain't let us down. Or God ain't never let us down. Christ ain't let us down either. You have to have faith and stick with the law. No matter what's going on out there, you have to save your own soul. You got to have faith in the Most High God. You have to save your own soul. No Negro can't save it for you. Your pastor in the church can't save it for you. Okay, your new man, after breaking all the laws, cannot save it for you. Okay, your woman cannot save it for you. You have to save your own soul. And how you save your own soul? Believing that the Lord not going to forsake you and follow the laws and commandments of the Most High God. Okay? Bottom line. Okay? Everybody got a class. You got it? Okay, Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without cursiness. Okay? And be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Again, in Hebrews 13 and 5. You know what I'm saying? It said, don't let your conversation be wrongfully. You know what I'm saying? Don't be quick to talk negative. Okay, don't be quick to say like the Most High don't got your back. Okay? Okay, don't let your conversation be negative. Okay? Be content with such things, okay, as ye have. Okay? Be content. Continue believing in the Most High God. Continue believing, going through the Messiah to get to the Most High. Okay, again, it all boils down to you having faith and believing that the Most High God in Christ will not forsake you. A lot of us have really low spirits, and when some of us sisters and brothers out there got really low self-esteem. So, of course, they believe that the Lord is going to forsake us or forsake them because they don't have the confidence to believe that the Most High and Christ will never forsake them. So they give up. They go ahead and go out back out in the world and do worldly things. Okay? But again, it tells you in Hebrew, do not let your conversation be wrongly and no greed. Oh man, look at it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Most High must don't be time be with me because this going on in my life, things gonna go on in your life. This is not an easy walk. I tell y'all this every week. It's not an easy walk coming into the truth. You're gonna go through obstacles in your life. You're gonna go through mountains. You know, you're gonna feel some days you're gonna feel a certain way. You know what I'm saying? But the Lord got your back. He's not gonna let you fall. He's not gonna forsake you. Okay, and you need to keep that in mind. He's not gonna forsake you. So let's not let your conversation be without wrong lead and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let's stay content with the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? Let's believe in Him. Just believe that He's not gonna forsake us. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. Okay? All right, the next script we're going to go to, let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Okay? Go to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. A lot of times, brothers and sisters, the churches are not going to give you the truth. These are the last days. And I know they've been saying this for almost 50, 60, 70 years. Oh, these are the last days. These are the last days. These are the last days. But we are seeing prophecies happen that it didn't happen 20 and 30 years ago. You know, bro, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff's starting to happen. A lot of things, technology and all this wickedness stuff and this online and all this wickedness going on. Things have started happening. You know what I'm saying? Like the FEMA camps, the FEMA, you got the FEMA camps with all the things that are happening out here with the casters. You know what I'm saying? The plastic casters, steel casters they making, you know, for the dead and all this type of stuff for the FEMA camps. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? The Blue Beam show, like the show, the Blue Beam, look it up online, called Blue Beam, the show where they're going to show a fake Christ in the sky talking and all that. All that's coming. FEMA camps, all that is coming in the future, in the neighborhood around near you. It's coming. Okay, where we at, class? 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. What do you mean to say cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you? You know, so anything that you care about, anything you're going through, pass it on to him, which is Christ. Pass it on to the Most High. Pass it on to Christ. Why? Because Christ and the Most High care for you. So you cast that on to him. You know what I'm saying? Because he cared for you. You know what I'm saying? Not your bootlegged pastor. Okay? Care for the Most High God. Okay? Care for him. Stop looking at men as gods. A lot of people look at men as gods. Okay? A lot of you women, a lot of you men look at lust as a god. Okay? A lot of you men and women look at money as a god. Okay, let's not give a care to the things of the world, but let's get our care to him, which is the Most High God, which is his son Christ, which is our Messiah. Okay, now let's go to, we're moving on. Any questions, class, online? We're going to keep this moving on. Matthew 28 and 20. Come on now, come on, bless that, blow that dust off that Bible. I know a lot of y'all ain't opened that Bible in 20 years. Blow that dust off that Bible. Let's get it. Okay, let's get it. Okay, again, the show tonight is the Most High God will never leave us nor forsake us, you Israelites. And I just want to make it clear that the Most High God, and I have to continue saying this because a lot of our people have real low spirits, and right now they're going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Where it's in their marriage, where it's in their relationship, where it's on the job, where it's their kids, family members. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's hard for a lot of our people out here in this world. But I'm asking you, Black Israel, just asking you to keep the faith and believe that the Most High Christ and the Most High God who created everything on the planet Earth will not forsake you, Israelite. Okay? All right. Again, we have Matthew 28 and 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Okay, now, this particular scripture is, again, it says, I teach them to observe all things. What things that he teach us to observe? Come on, class. What things he teach us to observe? There you go. Absolutely. The laws and commandments, okay? The laws that he gave Moses to give to our ancestors were the Israelites, okay? In the book of Deuteronomy, as well as in the book of Exodus, okay? The laws were given to the Israelites, okay? So he teaches them to observe all things, okay, whatsoever I had command you. He commanded us to follow the laws and commandments, okay? The laws and commandments that he gave us, he commanded us to follow them laws. Laws that we, a lot of our sisters and brothers is not even following today. Now, like, again, this is not an easy work. And nobody's perfect, but you got to follow the laws the best you can. It's things that you can't control. For example, you control by putting that pig feet in your mouth. You can control that. There's other foods you can eat other than that pork and that pig and them pork ribs. Okay? You can control your lust if you give it to the Most High and start laying with all these different men trying to find love in all the wrong places. Give your love to the Most High God, and God will bless you with a good man. And same for you guys, you men out here. Stop sleeping with all these women out here. All these women ain't good women. Just like all men like not good men. Wait on the Lord, and wait on the Most High. He will bless you with somebody in your life. If you already got somebody, stick with that man. That's the law. You can't just up and leave a man because you feel like you want to leave. You can't up and leave, throw your woman away because you want to throw your woman away for somebody. You can't throw your woman away. Okay, it's laws and grounds on that. You cannot do that. And this going for brothers and sisters, okay? So keep in mind, you know what I'm saying? So he command, again, he teaches us to observe and command his law, okay, to the end of the world, okay? To the end of this world, okay? This world is still here, okay? When this world over, then Christ going to take over, okay? And everything going to be set in its proper place, okay? Now, let's go. Again, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. I come at you live every Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But today, Black Israel coming at you live at 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Good special lesson, okay? Now, we'll just go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Let's get it, class. And I want to take time to appreciate all my Israelites worldwide for listening there, man. I got Canada, the Virgin Islands, you know what I'm saying? D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, Galveston, Texas, Florida. I can't name everybody. Chicago, let me put Chi-Town out there. You know what I'm saying? I can't name everybody. Connecticut, New Haven, my New Haven brothers up there in Connecticut, Philadelphia. All good and all love from Black Israel coming at you. Okay, where we at now? We at we're gonna go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Let's read it. Let's get that. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Okay? Now, verse 6. Let's be verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your heart and mind through Christ. Okay? Which is Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, verse 6 is, the breakdown is, be careful for nothing. Okay? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by praying, okay? So we always want to pray, okay? And get all thanks to the Most High and be thankful, man. You know what I'm saying? Be thankful for all every but in everything we need to be thankful and praying, okay? And let our requests be known unto the Most High. Okay, you cannot look a man as a god. You can't look at no other religion as a god. Allah, all these different religions, Muslim, Islam, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you can't look at that as you can't make your prayers and let it be known to other gods. You got to do that to the Most High God, the God Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, that's what you got to make your prayers known. Okay, and verse 7 for the breakdown is and the peace of God, okay, which passes all understanding, should keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, okay? Which that make a lot of sense, okay? So when you pray and get all thanks, to the Most High God, you will get peace of mind and understanding. You know what I'm saying? And will keep your mind and heart through, keep your heart, mind, and heart focused on Christ. Okay? So it's very important that we pray and we be careful and we pray to the Most High, get all made known to God so we can have peace of mind which pass through all understanding, understanding of the law, understanding of truth, and understand the commandments, okay? That will give us a peace of mind through Jesus Christ. Because, again, we have to go through Christ to get to the Most High. Why? Because Christ is the mediator between God and man. Don't get it twisted. The church is not going to teach you what we're teaching you as Israelites. Understand, first of all, you got to understand who you are according to the book. You're not an African-American. You're not a Negro. You're not a black. You know what I'm saying? You are a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, you so-called Negroes. Okay? It's recorded in the Bible. Everybody on the planet Earth have a nationality. Stop letting the other nations give you a nationality. Your nationality is in the Bible. Long as they keep giving you a nationality every 30 years, you will be lost and you will not know who you are according to the scripture. How you going to know who your father is when you don't know who you are? The Bible tell you who you are. Okay? So stop letting other people tell you who you are. Let the Most High, let the Bible, the scripture tell you who you are. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. Okay? Let's go to Psalms. We're going to Psalm 55 and 22. You know, some things, man, sometimes we got to wake up, man, because a lot of times we are freaking asleep. We have to wake up. We're in a spiritually drunkenness, okay? We're in a spiritually drunkenness, man. Our men and women, we're in a spiritually drunkenness, okay? We need to wake up, and I'm talking about the ones who still in the world. I'm talking about the ones who got their foot in and foot out, think they are Israelites, think they know the truth, but they don't know the truth, okay? You still doing the same thing they're doing out in the world. Wake up, people. Class, you got any questions? All right, Psalm 55 and 22. Here we go. Cast thou burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the right, the righteousness. She should never suffer the righteousness to be moved. Let me read that again. Psalm 55 and 22. Cast thou burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer thee the righteousness to be moved. So again, if we cast our burden on upon the Lord, upon the Messiah, and upon the Most High, he shall sustain us. Okay? He should sustain us to stay strong in the laws and the commandments. Okay? And he should not suffer the righteousness to be moved. If you stand strong with the Most High God, stand strong with the Messiah, ain't nobody can move you. They can't move you out of this truth. First of all, you know who you are. Okay? You know who you stand for. You know who your God is. You know who your high priest is. Your high priest is not no man. Okay? That is not the high priest is the most. The high priest is Christ. That's who our high priest is. You got a bunch of Negroes right here calling itself high priest, calling itself the confident and all that type of stuff. Don't get it twisted. And keep in mind, it's a spiritual warfare. So they don't want this truth to come out. So the demons out here trying to prevent this truth from coming out. So don't get it twisted. Don't think demons don't exist. They do exist. Because every time I try to do a show, every time other Hebrews like do a show, there's always something trying to prevent us from bringing out this truth. Okay? Even tying our tongues up, they try to. You know what I'm saying? Stop us from bringing this truth out. But we're going to bring it out because we are soldiers of the Most High God. Okay? We are built to last. Spiritually, we are built to last, people. Okay, any question on Psalm 55 and 22? Okay, let's go to... Let me go ahead now. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Now, keep in mind, you see how all the scriptures are precepts upon precepts, how they all come together. Okay, that's another thing you got to keep in mind, because you cannot read the Bible like a novel. A lot of people try to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations like it's a novel. You have some type of so-called Negro man or woman, they, oh, man, I read the whole Bible, this and this and that. You cannot read the Bible like a novel, okay? It's not a novel book. The Bible is a precense in dark secrets, man, and precense upon precense, a little here, a little there. The Bible come together like a puzzle. You understand what I'm saying? So you might read one, and it might start going to something else. So you got to learn, first of all, you got to learn how to break the Bible down, how to learn how the Bible should be read and taught. You know what I'm saying? All right, where we at, class? Second Timothy 1 and 7. Okay, moving on. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of the power and of love and of sound mind. Now, class, let's break this down a little bit. This is the whole thing I'm trying to tell y'all since the beginning of this lesson, okay? To have faith and understand that the Most High is not going to forsake us. A lot of you all are scared out here. Okay, let's keep it real. A lot of y'all scared to be by yourself. A lot of y'all scared to listen and recognize who y'all are. Okay, a lot of y'all scared of the world out here. And you should not be scared enough, because I'm gonna read it right now and again. Second Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He did not give us the spirit of fear. The fact of fear is an illusion, man. I'm going to say it again. The spirit of fear is an illusion. Okay, it's an illusion. It doesn't exist. I know y'all saying, what the hell you mean it doesn't exist? Because if you had the fear of God, and God had not given us the spirit of fear, that means fear doesn't exist. It only exists in our mind because we're in the world. That's why it exists. Again, but a power. I'm finishing up the scripture. But a power, okay? And of love and sound mind. You know how we get power? We get power through the scriptures and the spirit of the Most High, through Christ. You know, we get that spiritual power of understanding and obeying the laws, okay? And of love. How we get love and sound mind? Because once we understand that the Most High God love us, then we'll start loving our brothers and sisters like we're supposed to love them. And then come the sound mind. Okay? We have a sound mind because now we understand who we are. We understand that we are God's chosen kids. We understand that we got to show brothers and sisters love. Can't be hating each other, killing each other. Okay? Then we can have a sound mind. You know what I'm saying? If we all come together like with a sound mind, one of these lost commandments, we ain't got to walk down the street about the brother going to hit us upside our head, shoot us down in the street, and all that type of stuff. Because we would not be in that world. We would not be in that wicked world. We would be in the spirit of the Most High. Okay? Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. Okay? They're always trying to prevent Black Israel from bringing out this show out live. You know what I'm saying? But again, if you don't get all the show, miss the show, you always can listen to the rebroadcast after the live show. Again, you always can go to Facebook at Israel Black 37 and listen to the show. Or you can follow me at blogtalkradio/BlackIsrael96. Okay, you can follow me on Black Talk Radio. You also can follow me on Facebook at Israel Black 37. And as well, join my group. Okay, join the Black Israel Nation Talk Radio group. Okay, join that group. Okay, we send a lot of new information through there. We got a lot of good sisters and brothers in that group. So join the group. I mean, we'd definitely love to have you. Okay? Now, we're going to go to, let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Okay, you got it, class? Man, I really appreciate y'all, class. And I also appreciate y'all brothers and sisters listening to me, man, you know, on a weekly basis when I come on air, okay? Again, we're at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace. Mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Now let me straighten something out with this this particular verse, especially you so-called Christians, man. Let me find out. Let me go over this one more time. It said, I'm gonna break this down. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. What it mean to say come boldly to the throne of grace? Man, we only have a grace period to get our life together. Don't be bullcrapping about it, man. Come bold with it. Learn the commandments. Learn the law. You know what I'm saying? Follow Christ, okay? Because when it says the throne of grace, that means you only have a grace time to get your life together. Don't mean that you're under grace and you can do whatever you want to do. You know, you ain't got to follow the laws and all that. It doesn't mean that. It means that you have a grace period to get your life together before Christ cracked that sky. Okay? You want to have a grace period. When you got to pay your bills or pay your telephone bill, your light bill, whatever, what the people do? They give you a grace period to pay that bill. If you don't pay that bill within that grace period, what they going to do? They're going to cut your damn lights out. And that's what Christ is going to do with a lot of people's lives. Because once he cracked that sky, it's too late. So we got to come boldly in the throne of grace. You know what I'm saying? Again, that we may obtain mercy. There, you see what I'm saying? If we come boldly unto the grace, you know what I'm saying, of the laws and the commandments, you know what I'm saying, we may obtain mercy. Because we're trying to get mercy because we done broke laws. We all born in sin. So we trying to give that mercy so we can get that forgiveness through the Most High God, through mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. The time of need is now. We catching hell. We need to find out who we are. We got to follow them laws. We got to follow the commandments. We got to understand them judgments. Okay? So it's a 911 situation, man, like I always been telling y'all since I've been doing my show back, you know, way back. You know what I'm saying? I always say it used to be a 911 situation. We need to get it together, people. So don't get caught up with these Christian church talking about, oh, we under grace, so we can do whatever. You know, we ain't got to follow it. Don't follow that. Don't follow that bull crap. Following religion won't get you killed when it comes to Christ and to the Most High. Because if you're going to find, look at these Christians. Let me tell you something, you so-called Christian Negroes, and you Edomite Christians. And you so-called pastor, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. First of all, long as you all keep misleading the sheep, believing that grace, long as they're under grace, the laws are done away, you're risking other brothers and sisters to be put to death when Christ comes back. Because you can tell me, Christian, find me somewhere in the Bible where it says God taught religion. Christ taught religion. God gave laws on religion. Or Christ even taught religion in the New or the Old Testament. Find me something that Christ taught religion or God gave us religion. You can't find it. Text me and let me know. Call the show. Call into the show and let me know when you find something where Christ taught religion. That's the whole point, man. Religion will separate out because a lot of you Christians think God is white. A lot of you think Christ is white. But we got to go and see what the Bible says what color Christ is. He's a black man in the book of Revelation. And well is Daniel, okay? And well is Daniel 10, 5, and 6 tell us what the color Christ was, as well as the Most High. It gives color. But again, God will never forsake us. You need to get in your head, Hebrews, okay, and you Christian, okay? Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening to the talk show today. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop the microphone, and I appreciate everybody for listening to the show. And next week, you know what I'm saying, the week after next, I will do my show from 6 p.m. to 7, I mean from 6 p.m., no, slot there, from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. You see how the spirits try to do, you see how them doctors trying to do, trying to get me off my kingdom work. Next week, and the week after that, we'll be doing the show from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. You already know what I'm about to do. Like every Friday, I got to go. I'm out of here.
talking name of shoes. Living life is bulletproof. But bang, 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 bang. I said, we're loaded.